You're listening to Central Time. I'm Darrell Conner.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Governor-elect Tony Evers is appointing more people to posts in his cabinet. We'll find out who's joining Evers' team in just a bit.
But first, state government has a big impact on our lives. State lawmakers set policies on everything from health care to road funding and much more. But despite that, many Americans lacked an understanding of how state government works and who represents them. That's according to a new survey from Johns Hopkins University, which finds a state-sized gap in our knowledge of politics.
Fewer than 20% of survey respondents could name their state legislators, and a third were unable to name their governor. In addition, many respondents didn't know if their state had a one- or two-house legislature or if being a state lawmaker was a full-time job. And more than half of respondents didn't know whether their state had a constitution.
Eric Giordano joins us now to talk about the survey and some of the potential reasons behind its findings. He is an associate professor of political science at the UW-Stevens Point and director of the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Eric, I want to ask you right off the bat, were you surprised by the results of this survey?
Not really. I mean, I think we've seen surveys similar to this. Most have not focused on the state level. Most have focused on the national level. But, you know, we're probably all familiar with the surveys where most Americans could name the five members of the Simpsons family, but couldn't name the five freedoms of the First Amendment. So, you know, we're kind of used to this lack of civics knowledge, unfortunately.
Why do you think Americans are lacking when it comes to knowledge about how state government works and also who represents them?
Well, I think there's a couple issues we could look at. I think number one, there's sort of a feeling I think that we as Americans have had for forever, I guess, since our inception, that, you know, if we don't really need to worry about something, if it's working, if it ain't broke, you know, don't fix it. There was an interesting quote from a famous political scientist, of course, famous to us political scientists, Morris Fiorina. He said this: voters typically have one comparatively hard bit of data. They know what life has been like during an incumbent's administration. So, you know, our data set as voters is pretty limited to what we experience and what we care most about. And most people don't, you know, care about the nitty-gritty of how government operates and what it does, unless it affects us directly. And then we suddenly care a lot.
Well, the survey looks specifically at state government, but if we drill down even further, speaking of when you said how it affects all of us, if we drill this down even further and looked at local government, like city or county government, do you think Americans would know even less?
I suspect they would. You know, we do have opportunities, more opportunities for service at the local level. So you're going to have a cadre of people who are willing to participate and who, but an even smaller amount who are willing to come to a town meetings, city councils, county board meetings. And frankly, you know, we know maybe a little bit about what's going on locally, so that matters. But, you know, unless it's something that affects us, our neighborhood, again, I don't think we look at the ins and outs of how budgets are put together and zoning issues and laws. And I think that a lot of that just goes really beyond us because we don't need to know those things most of the time.
Well, to expand on that, why is it important that we as Americans understand how our state government works and who represents us?
Right. So it's a great question. And the big concern really is about a lack of knowledge means that we are potentially open to manipulation. And I think there's evidence historically in many other countries as well as our own that, you know, you can have people who can come in absent information, accurate information, who can put out stories that just aren't true. I hate to use the word fake news, but, you know, we're in the era of fake news and fake news is real. And people can get excited when they hear things that may not be accurate or that may exaggerate certain things. And that can skew reality and skew what we understand as truth.
You were talking about one of the consequences being, you know, falling prey to fake news. But what are some of the other consequences of not understanding who represents us and how state government works?
Well, just to carry on that theme just a little bit further, It's a lot easier for special interests, for example, to come in on a specific issue and really spend a lot of money in advertising and around particular issues. And suddenly, we are inundated with information, but it's information from a very particular point of view, and we don't really have enough information to counter that. And therefore, you know, we are susceptible to be manipulated that way. So that I just wanted to emphasize that point. I think in general, there's a lot of things that do affect us that we ought to be caring about, things as simple as whether the state or local elected officials get to make the rules on how things are done, everything from, like you said, transportation issues to budgeting to, you know, all sorts of different things, mining issues. And if we aren't aware of how government works and who is responsible, then we're going to have a little, very little effectiveness in making change.
Eric Giordano joins us. He is an associate professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point and director of the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. And we're talking about why many Americans are lacking knowledge of how state government works and also what we can do about it. So, Eric, what do you see as the factors behind this lack of knowledge?
Well, one of the things that the author of the study points out, Benjamin Ginsberg from Johns Hopkins, is that we're lacking in media coverage of state and local affairs. And some would argue, especially, you know, out here where I'm living in Wausau, Wisconsin, and in other parts of outstate from Milwaukee and Madison, you know, we're facing news deserts. We're facing a situation where we aren't necessarily getting the news that we need in order to make informed civic choices. And I think that's a serious problem. I mean, I can turn on the news right now and I can flip the channel to multiple cable channels and I'll probably hear the same 3 to 5 stories repeated over and over after every hour. And yet I will not see anything on about local news except perhaps, you know, some sound bites in the early evening and early morning.
That is exactly one of the things that the Johns Hopkins researchers cited. It was the lack of media coverage of state affairs as one of the big reasons behind this. How can we change that?
Well, you know, I'm a WPR fan, so I would say more people need to listen to WPR. I think they actually went, you know, we've been working with the Wisconsin Humanities Council on a project up in Superior, and we were doing some focus groups there. And one of the news sources that they cited for state news was Wisconsin Public Radio. But outside of that, interestingly, they really found it was difficult to find information about what's going on in Madison around government and politics. And I don't think it's limited to Superior. There are many other places where we aren't really getting this information.
You know, I remember in school when I was young, learning a lot about how the federal government works, but not so much about your state government. Can you talk about the role that schools can play in civic classes? Are they going to be the ones moving forward to lead this charge?
Well, Darrell, you're pressing all my buttons. Of course, I am not going to lie. I fundamentally believe that schools have a potentially huge role here. And frankly, I would argue that, you know, we need to do much more around civic education. And yes, we do have some civics in 8th grade, 10th grade, but you know, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And most people have said that we need more. I think most people probably agree that we need more. At least that's my contention. I would love to see schools leading the charge here, but I think it really is going to take, you know, some significant effort. Now, we do have a state law that says that, you know, all graduating seniors, you know, from Wisconsin high schools have to have passed a 100-question civics test. However, that's not really focused so much on state politics. So again, we're sort of still lacking in that area.
There was a comment from Dave on Facebook who writes, "Not only do Americans not know how government works, many don't care." And that's really the scary part. And you were talking about that earlier. What do you make of that assessment?
Well, you know, I think it's troubling. I think, you know, as a citizen, you know, my personal belief is that we have a responsibility to vote, to know why we're voting, to know who we're voting for, and to understand at least on some basic level how government affects our lives. But the truth is, you know, we're living in a world where there's a lot of stresses, where people don't have all of their needs being met, and they're sort of living day to day. And then I think we're also distracting ourselves, you know, with a lot of media, you know, electronics, things that entertain us but aren't necessarily educating us.
And finally, what would be your recommendations going forward so that we could all get a little better about understanding state politics and government?
Well, I think there's nothing better. You mentioned education. I would love to see more experiential-based education where students aren't just, you know, memorizing the facts. I think that is important. I think we need to understand the Constitution. We need to understand state government and its branches and roles. But I would like to see students interacting with real legislators, with policymakers, with policy influencers, linking an experience of learning about government with talking with people who are in government. And the more that we can do that kind of education, both in and out of school, I think the better off we'll be.
Eric, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Eric Giordano is an associate professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point and director of the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. He joined us today to talk about why so many Americans are lacking knowledge about how state government works and what we can do about it.
And there's still time for you to share your thoughts, your experiences over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Does this worry you, these survey results that show a lot of Americans don't know much about how their state and local governments work? What solutions do you see out there? What would you like to see change to get people informed and maybe more involved in politics and government? Does it worry you about the future of elective government, representative government in Wisconsin and elsewhere? Share your thoughts, maybe your stories as a civics teacher. You can do that at the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.